Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Crónicas Paranormales. Today's episode is a story that was shared to me by a Reddit user who we shall call Fate. And it was really, really strange, but at the same time it's really, really, I don't know how to describe it, guys. It's just like really, like a really strong, like intense, so, you know, listener's discretion is advised, I guess you could say it like that. But the story's name is called The Thing. It originally did not have a name on it. I just had to put a title to it just because, you know, every great story deserves a title. So I think The Thing fits it really good. And without any further ado, let me go ahead and narrate to you what this user sent me, okay? Thank you. Hope you guys do enjoy it. Thank you. Hello, everyone. As I type this story, there is something holding me back from telling you guys what I'm going through. Who here has seen the movie called Amityville Horror? Anyone? Well, I'm currently experiencing something similar to that movie. It is currently 4:43 in the morning as I type this, and I can't sleep. I'm wide awake with these dark thoughts full of hatred and malice towards my parents. I can't stand being near them as the days go by. Now, I'm writing this in hope that someone will see it and will try to help me. But my hatred towards my parents came out of nowhere as they have never done anything wrong to me. I still feel like I'm myself, but I also do feel that there is a small part of me dying little by little. It's gotten to the point where I want to take a knife and slit their throats, and perhaps this will make me feel much better. Help, help, what should I do? I need help. It's gotten to the point where I can't stand any religious icons on the wall. I want to smash them all, I want to break them all, I just want to be at peace. Oh, and by the way, I should probably mention that I'm Christian and I'm baptized Orthodox. What is happening? What is happening? Tonight I feel like the guy from Amityville Horror, Bill. I can't sleep. I keep on contemplating on a slit in my family's throats. Maybe this will free me from my torment. A friend asked me how long has it been since I made a cross. I said, a cross? You mean a prayer? And all I was able to reply was, well, I tried, but I can't, you see. There is something holding me back from doing this. And then yesterday, I wrote the following. As I wasn't able to say it aloud, spray me with holy water. No matter what I say, no matter what I do, and if it needed to be to stop me, wrestle me to the ground or tie me up, just please help me, someone help me. So my grandma proceeded to pour holy water on me. I haven't done anything yet, but I started to get a horrible headache at the top of my head as the holy water was being poured on me. It felt as if my head was going to explode after the holy water was poured. The pain got so intense that I had to wash my face, my head, and my hair. It felt as if somebody was stabbing me with a knife, and the pain started to grow stronger, and a burning sensation came along with it. And then I started to hear get this burning sensation in the middle of the left palm of my hand. This pain and burning didn't happen before to me, but now it's very intense and happens very often nowadays. I don't know what to do. I need help. But I wasn't like this before, you know. I don't know when or how this happened to me. I believe everything happened about 2 to 3 months ago when my mother was ill and underwent surgery, but shortly after all this started to take place, it all started with a deep hatred towards them. But this isn't me. I repeat, there is something inside of me, something that is making me do these things, something that keeps on telling me to hurt them. I don't want to hurt them. They're my family. My parents are seriously worried about me, and they're worried about me and my drastic changes that came overnight. I just don't care about them anymore. Like, I'm so done with them. I feel like I have very little to no sanity left in me, but This sanity fades little by little as I get consumed by this darkness. There are moments when the real me can talk or ask for help, but normally this doesn't last more than 2 or 3 minutes at a time. Because that thing, you see, that thing controls me again, it takes over me. Today, with tears in my eyes, my human side asked my mother to help me, to call the priest, help me, someone help. But shortly after that, the thing told my mother, don't call anyone. If you do, I'll just make them go away. I'll just make them leave. I don't need help. I'm okay. After that, I started to throw the pictures and everything that I was able to get my hands on just simply because this thing was telling me to destroy everything on my path. It's like a rage building up inside me, just bottling up, waiting for it to be unleashed and destroy everything. I have also told my parents on a few occasions I want them to forget about me and I want them to go away. I don't want them to be near me. I want them to forget what I look like. I want them to forget the person that they once knew. But obviously this wasn't me saying those awful things to them. It was the anger, the hatred that has taken over my body. I don't do anything with them. I just want to be left alone. But if you ask me if there was any signs of this, I would say the first signs that began manifesting around the house were that the door on my kitchen was slightly open all on its own. And at first I thought it was just the wind because it was an old door and obviously it doesn't close right. But as time went on, I started to get more scared as I would see these things swing open, as almost if somebody was opening to walk into the door. Oh, and I can't forget to mention that all the pictures that I have around my house will occasionally fall on their own, almost as if someone's dropping them or as something passing by just drops them or throws them on the ground. I also started to notice that whenever I'm near things, they either fall on their own or they break. There was one time when I was washing the dishes, and after I finished washing the dishes, I forgot a spoon on the counter. As I turned around to get the other stuff and to wash the spoons, all of a sudden they all fell to the ground, almost as if somebody had dropped them. But in a separate event, I was taking a shower and the pipes that are attached to the wall fell from the wall all on their own. See, after me reading this part, I'm starting to get a little bit skeptical. I was telling the person, I don't know, it doesn't make sense to me, like how you said the pipes and stuff kept on falling out of your house and stuff. And so she went and explained to me that it was the shower head, you know, it's just like if someone took it off and just dropped it on the ground on her, you know. And here's where it gets more intense. A few days later, I was in the bathroom washing my makeup off when I looked in the mirror and I saw my eyes. They look like the eyes of a completely different person or a mad demon. They were all black and I was peering in the mirror looking in my eyes. I couldn't recognize them. They were black, pitch black, black, full with darkness in them and hatred. And then also these eyes made me... See, this is weird, like the person says that they were seeing the eyes and everything, and then the eyes started to turn pitch black. So when I heard the part, I immediately thought that, you know, she was going through maybe like a demonic possession. I'm not an expert on this and in these things, but it sounded really intriguing to me. You know, I'm sorry that you're going through this. But after seeing these eyes, all I was able to do was spit around, spin and curse. I couldn't remember what I was doing. It was almost as if something inside of me was telling me to was controlling me, almost as if the thing inside of me was trying to come out. And then there is another part over here in the story where this girl says that she was trying to fight it. She was trying to fight the, I guess you can call that, the evil spirit from, like, you know, making her do all this kind of weird stuff. And she was telling it, like, no, I don't want to do this. I am not going to do none of this. And then the spirit told her, yes, you will. You will, and you will spit and do everything I said. And after that, she says that she went blank and she couldn't remember what she was doing. And so the letter goes on. Today I removed all the holy objects in my room. I don't want them near me. There was one rage, and I unleashed it all in front of the holy icon of the Saint Mary. I was yelling in front of the icon, wanting to smash it, waiting for me to build the rage and smash it. But all of a sudden, something was holding me back. Something was causing me to stop. I believe it was my fate. I believe it was my hopes and prayers that are being answered slowly. But I recently want to break them down. I want to throw them. I want to break everything that is attached to my wall with religious icons. I know the rage hasn't been fully controlled. I know this rage keeps on coming back. I often feel very tired nowadays. I often just want to be left alone. I don't want to be near anybody else. I want to be left alone by myself. It's gotten to the point where this thing inside of me is like pretty much making me avoid people that would be able to help me. I just want to type in the last thing saying that The small human side of me will soon be gone. I feel it fading away into the darkness, a darkness to which I won't be able to escape. Today again, my parents wanted to speak to me. They wanted to try to help me, but I literally told them to fuck off, because I had something inside of me. I had someone who's always watching me. I had someone who, if they try to do anything, it will hurt them. And I don't want my parents to be hurt because of me. To this day, I don't know why or what is going on, but please help me. Please help. And, well, yeah, this was, like, her whole story. Her whole story is pretty intriguing, you know, and I tried asking her if she did any Ouija board, any witchcraft, any of that. But she told me that she's never done anything. So what I'm assuming is that there is a evil spirit roaming around her house, or maybe around the time when she was telling me that, when she was telling me about the, you know, like the door opening slightly and stuff. Maybe there is, like I said, an evil spirit or something going around, and because you're more sensitive to these things, it kind of got attached to you, unfortunately. But, yeah, like I said, if you're listening to this, you know, if you want to keep us updated, you know, you already know my Reddit username. Just, keep us updated, and, you know, we will keep on keeping everybody else updated on her story. That's pretty much it for today, guys. You know, this is a better one. This is one of those interesting interviews, I guess you could say. And thank you guys for supporting me. Thank you for your patience. I know I haven't been really blasting any of the English ones, but that's because I hadn't had really, you know, like, interesting content. I mean, unless you guys listen to it in Spanish, but then again, who wants to double listen something in Spanish but then in English? Thank you very much, guys, and have a good night. Remember, this is Crónicas Paranormales. My name is Vic, and I'll see you guys later. Bye.